on our Patriots Monday. We talk now with the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady. Tom, it's Dale Arnold and Kirk Minahan in for DNC. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Let's be honest here. Did you have to talk your way into the starting lineup on Friday night?
You know what? I really enjoy playing. You know, any time I can get to play is great for me. You know, I think the preseason is so important in that you actually get out there and you play a real game for the first time in 7 months. So just getting your eyes, getting your feet in the right place, getting your, you know, the tempo of the game down, really the first time you're on a clock for anything. You know, the play clock and the game situations and real refs and tackling and the whole works. So it's good to get out there and play. And, you know, the more you play, the more comfortable you get. And the goal is to be as ready as you can possibly be, you know, when we play the Bills in September.
You had over 7 hours of practice time against the Eagles, against another team. And it's not the same as the game. You've got the red non-contact jersey on and all that stuff. But I get the sense that those 7 hours were more important and better for you even than an exhibition game would have been.
Well, they're very important, yes. They're just different. Going against those guys, and we, you know, we practiced quite a bit against them. You know, 3 days, that was the most we've ever done against any team. So you start to get a pretty good feel for their team and their strengths and their weaknesses and so forth. And we don't happen to play them this year. This week we're actually going up against Tampa Bay, and we play them in the third week of the year, so that'll be interesting. We practiced against them last year, but it was a fun week for us to be in Philadelphia and really have our minds 100% focused on what we need to do in football, and that was a good week. And then to go out there and play, you know, halfway decent and win was a very good way to end the week.
How important is this time, Tom, especially getting in that first preseason game, I guess, to some extent, to get some chemistry going, just to get to know these young guys better, Tompkins and Dobson and Boyce? You know, were it last year, say, and you had Gronkowski and Hernandez and Welker, would it have been as big a deal if you didn't play, say, yourself that first exhibition game?
Would it have been a bigger deal?
Well, if you had, let's just say the coaches had said, Tom, you're sitting this one out tonight. Okay, I know these guys. I have a chemistry with these guys. Was it a bigger deal to play in this game because you have the rookies here, at least, you know, to sort of further this chemistry?
Yeah, well, it's important to get out there in their game action with all the players. So, you know, it's the ball security and, you know, the way that the defense is trying to attack the football in a game is very different than practice. So the security of the ball, the timing and the tempo, and it's, you know, we talk about the speed being different when you get to these games. Well, the speed is different between plays. It's different during the play. It's, you know, things are just happening at a hyper speed. So your mind's got to speed up. You know, everything's got to speed up so that you can be tempo. And, you know, that's, we only had, you know, I only had, I don't know, 15, 20 plays, something like that. So, yeah, the other guys played a little bit more. But it's all, like I said, we're doing what coach thinks we need us to do in order to prepare us to be ready when we play Buffalo.
Did you know going into the game that you were going to run the ball the entire first series, or was that just a product of how the game started and how the team was running?
We never really know. You know, we have an idea of the first play of the game usually. But when it, you know, we broke out on a 60-yard run, and then, you know, Josh was just deciding to stay with it. And to be able to run the ball in the first series was, you know, a great feeling, a gratifying for everybody. I mean, that's great. I mean, offensive football and being tough and aggressive starts with running the football. So when we're able to run the football, and we ran it pretty well all night, we're gonna need to be able to continue to do that. We're gonna be challenged this week by Tampa, who's, you know, finished last year ranked number one in stopping the run. So, you know, we only had one game. We had, you know, one sample size, so to speak. We're gonna see how, you know, our run game, our pass game, our tempo, and all those things play out, you know, against another team. So that'll give us a little better indication of where we're at.
I think there's a misperception, maybe more nationally than locally. I think because of you, it was a big reason, and obviously the big numbers you've put up, and Wes and all those guys, This is a pass team. You know, last year, I think Ridley ran the ball 300 times for almost 1,300 yards. I mean, this seems to me to be a team that wants to run the football.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we were third or fourth in the league rushing last year. So that's running the football is so critical to the success of your team. It's so critical to the toughness, and especially running it when they know you're going to run it, like goal line situations or short yard situations, end of the game situations. You know, all the good teams can run the football. You can't play finesse 7-on-7 type football in the NFL and expect to win on a consistent basis. It's too hard. So to hand the ball off to some of our backs and watch them run down the field is what you want to see. You want to see how we can handle other teams physically up front, and then you want to see what the backs are able to do with the ball when they get it in their hands.
What's it been like working with Danny Amendola? And beyond the fact that he's built like him similarly, do you get the sense that he's got some Wes Welker in his game as well?
It's been really fun. You know, since the day he got here, he's just come in and wanted to learn from Coach Belichick and Josh. And, you know, he and I have a lot of conversations about football and watched a lot of games. So he's watched a lot of games from last year, and, you know, we've seen games together, and it's just constant communication between the two of us, because you really need to be able to anticipate what each other are going to do. And fortunately, he's been able to be on the field and practice every day, and he's a very hard worker. So it's been really fun. It's, you know, we've had turnover at the receiver position and the tight end position. That's part of what happens in the NFL every single year. So you got to be able to adjust and take it from, you know, what people may perceive as not really a strength of ours and make it a strength of ours. So we've been putting a lot of time in with practice time, post-practice time, in the walkthrough, in the film room, of trying to really make it a crash course on how to get up to speed at the quarterback and receiver position.
Chemistry between a wide receiver and a quarterback, is it something that you can almost sense can be there from the very beginning? Has there been an instance in your time with the Patriots where you've gone out there with a new wide receiver and this just doesn't feel right, it's not there, and then you found out you were wrong and there was more chemistry than you thought?
Well, it all takes work. I don't think it's ever, football is too challenging to, you know, think that you can have it all figured out, and you certainly don't want to be peaking, you know, the first week of August either. So it's constant building process, and I mean, look, you're still learning who your team is, you know, the depth and quality of your team through October and in November, and so we're so far from where we're going to be. It's, you know, we're just teeing off on the first hole. We got a lot more to go. So we're going to stay at it. I mean, I think we've only had an opportunity really for, I don't know, 20, 25 practices into the spring, and we've taken advantage of those practices and we use them. And like I said, the guys that have been out there, we've seen the improvement that we've all made with one another. We got to be able to continue to do that, because it's, I said the other week, you know, the train moves fast, and you know, you never want to get left behind. So you got to get on board, and you got to go with it, and you got to do whatever Coach Belichick asks us to do, because, you know, that's, every other team is doing the exact same thing.
What did you think of Mallett and Tebow on Friday?
You know, I'm not a big evaluator. You know, I think it's unfair to, but I mean, I really enjoy both those guys. They both work very hard, and they're fun to be around. They're too, you know, we spend so much time together in the quarterback room. So, you know, I'm always cheering for them, and, you know, they both want to go out there and do the best they could possibly do. So it's a building process for all of us, for myself, for Ryan, for Tim. We're constantly trying to be better and make improvements, and, you know, none of us ever do anything perfect out there, I'll say that.
Because of the comments of Logan Mankins, I specifically tried to watch more of Nate Solder while he was in there on Friday. Logan said this guy has improved greatly from last year to this year. I assume as the quarterback playing behind him, you see the same sort of thing.
Well, Nate has done such a great job since he got here. And when he first got here, he was really the swing tackle behind Matt Light and Sebastian, and played some tight end his first year, and has surprisingly athletic. I was, you know, they put him at tight end in practice because we were light on tight ends at one point. I was throwing him passes, and he's trying to learn what to do. So he's always willing and able to do whatever, you know, Coach Belichick asks him to do. And, you know, he's really settled into the left tackle position last year and then continued through it this year, and he's been durable and reliable and really been a consistent player for us. So, you know, it's been, we drafted him in the first round a few years ago, and he's really done a great job. So it does give the quarterback a lot of comfort when all those guys, and Logan and Nate and Ryan Wendell and Dan Connolly and Sebastian, we got, you know, to me, the best group, you know, in the NFL. These guys are really guys that I rely on, depend on, and I have so much trust and confidence in that they're going to be able to execute their assignments, and they really set the tone for our whole football team. So, you know, they're all great guys and great teammates.
So, Tom, you're 36 now, right? 14th year in New England, is that right? You're the senior athlete in Boston. I don't know if you knew that or not. Now that Pierce is gone, you're the longest tenured athlete in Boston. So I pick up Men's Health, it was. I see you on the cover there. And I learned you're going to play another 14 years. You're going to play till you're 50 years old in the NFL? How are you going to do that?
I said the other day, that was more of a reflection. The interviewer asked if I thought I could play till 50. So I said, you know, we'll see. And certainly if I feel as good as I do now, then I'll just keep playing as long as I can. So I'm not sure I quite said I'm going to play till 50.
Do you physically?
That was what was interpreted. Right. So I love the game. I love playing. I love the preparation. I love being around my teammates. And there's a lot of things that are out of your control as an athlete, and injuries play a part, and whether the team wants you is even a bigger part. And I've been fortunate to play, you know, for Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and the Kraft family, played under Coach Belichick. And, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better career and experience than I've had here. So
do you feel, though,
I hope it doesn't end soon.
Do you feel different than, say, I know it's hard to compare, but at this age, different than when you woke up when you were 27 or 28? Do you feel the sort of aches and pains and bumps? And maybe it's different in August, and you can answer, but does it feel different than, say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. And the biggest difference is I feel better now than I used to feel. So that's the encouraging part for me, is I've found ways that I can prepare my body and prepare myself so that I don't go through that. And I don't buy into the fact that if you just get older, you're just going to have to feel crappy for the rest of your life. So, you know, I try to live my life, and I take, you know, what I've learned over the years and apply that to my everyday living so that I can wake up and feel good in the morning and be excited about going to work. And it's really a lifestyle decision. And, you know, there's certain steps that I do that I take that really work for me. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to contribute that at some point to some other athletes and younger players. And that's something that I actually feel really strongly about, because I see so many athletes that do say the exact same thing that you just said. Well, I'm older, so I feel like crap. And based on my experience, you know, playing 14 years, I haven't had that experience. So I'd love to be able to, you know, spread that message to other people as well.
Final question before we let you go. I was challenged by one of my Twitter followers to ask you the really tough question, so here goes. What was with Julian Edelman's belly shirt?
Yeah, I was
going to
ask
Friday.
That. It was like a half shirt.
What was with that?
His belly shirt on Friday?
In warm-up, he had this belly shirt on, like a half a shirt or something. What was that?
It's like the old Dan Marino shirt he used to wear.
Julian is he's my locker mate, so I'm going to give him some crap about that, because I didn't see that, fortunately. If he did, he wouldn't have got away with it very long with me being around. So I'm going to have to find him, probably throw it out of his locker so he doesn't embarrass himself again. I would say with Julian, that doesn't necessarily surprise me.
It's hanging in that locker somewhere. You got to find it today.
I'll find it. I definitely will.
Tom, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this weekend against Tampa Bay and the rest of the season.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.